He is Chris Chelios. Chris, thanks for fitting us in today. We greatly appreciate it. How are you?
Good, thank you.
You mentioned it. I heard some of the clips earlier on, and a lot, an awful lot, went into this decision. An awful lot's gone into a lot of your hockey decisions in the last couple of years. It couldn't have been easy for you.
Well, I guess I learned, like I mentioned a few times during my speech, I learned from the best. And one thing I did learn as I went along my career is maybe not make brash decisions right away, to sit back and think. And I think Steve Yzerman might have taught me that the best. So I took my time. And, you know, like I said, I thought I'd made my decision up in Atlanta when I was there, that, you know, this would be it. But, you know, I sat back, got back with my family, you know, looked at all my options and, you know, figured this was time. And the Red Wings are gracious enough to give me this, you know, opportunity to work with management. So it makes the transition and, you know, stepping away from the game as a player a lot easier.
There's nothing more. There was nothing more for you to accomplish in the game. I want to ask you if Atlanta was a good experience or not. Was it a mixed experience, I suppose, in some ways?
You know, it didn't work out, obviously. You know, whatever could go wrong pretty much did go wrong for me. But, you know, I look back at my career when I first started, and I played the first 15 games in the league. I was terrible. I had 1 point, and I was ready to go back to the minors and pack it up. But, you know, I guess I could honestly say, I think people who know me and, you know, over the years of seeing how I operate, is I don't really quit anything. You know, mm-hmm. Someone has to either, you know, cut me or release me or trade me to get rid of me. So, you know, I don't say it was a bad decision in Atlanta. It just never worked out. And whether it was luck or, you know, opportunity, it had run out. And I'm glad I did it that way, because at least I found out that I didn't want to play like a role of that significance and be away from my family. That was probably the biggest issue.
Chris Chelios, kind enough to be our guest on the Fan 590. The trade from Montreal to Chicago, you'd come from the U.S. Olympic team right into the Habs lineup. You guys had a great playoff run your rookie year with Steve Penny. Then you win the Stanley Cup a couple years later. You go to another one. But going to Chicago, how much did that invigorate you? You still had loads of hockey left to play in Montreal, but you found such a home and really iconic status with the Blackhawks. What did that mean to your career to go there?
Yeah, I mean, I'll never forget the phone call with Sir Savard, who said that he had traded me, and my heart dropped. And then when he told me where I'd been traded, to Chicago, right again, I just a shot of adrenaline, and knowing that I was going back home to my parents, to a team that I'd grown up watching. Obviously, the Mike Keenan era where he, you know, turned that program around. So, you know, like I said, it was so easy to make the change and. You know, really get over the shock of rejection in Montreal, and which I would have loved to play there my whole career. I couldn't have thought of a better place to break into the league and play in such a great tradition and history of a team. But yeah, I mean, I went through some great years in Chicago, playing in the old stadium where I grew up watching the Hawks as a kid. So I was very, very fortunate. You know, and the other alternative, and Serge let me know that, was that I would have been traded for Dale Hawerchuk to Winnipeg. And nothing against Winnipeg, but yeah. You know, going home sure helped the soothing.
It's interesting stuff. And did you ever feel like you were on a Blackhawks team? Because the 1 year stands out for me, Chris, and that's 96, that I felt like you were good enough to win that cup that year. You'd pushed Detroit in the semifinals the year before. You had a remarkable series against Colorado, and I felt like whoever won that series, given Detroit struggled in the previous round, might get the edge in Detroit, and then if you guys get to the final against Florida, you guys win it. I feel like that was all you guys seemed to be playing rather at your peak on that 96 team.
Yeah, and I think we still had some good years ahead of us. The problem was, you know, instead of replacing the team with giving it a little more depth, you know, that transition happened about a year and a half, 2 years too late. You know, we lost Jeremy, we lost Eddie, and then they tried to replace those guys with the Coffees, you know, the Bernie Nichols and so on and so forth. Bernie was a little bit, you know, he was kind of at the end of his deal there, but, you know, we really lost a lot of our players, and we got Zamenhof to replace up, but it was just too little too late, and the team really fell off the map when that happened. And it was, you know, I went through that, you know, basically I thought that was going to be the end of my career, my last couple of years in Chicago, and it would have ended there. But, you know, I got lucky. It was time for me to move on, and I was fortunate enough that Detroit wanted me, and I fit in pretty nicely there with that group of guys.
Two of your boys are in real good situations, one in the USHL with Chicago, the other a Michigan State Spartan. This has to mean a lot to you to stay with the Red Wings and be, you know, within arm's reach at least of both of their budding careers in the NCAA and USHL. What does that mean to you to be able to do that?
Well, like I said, my decision here to quit, and obviously I would have loved to keep playing, but my decision, 90% of it was a family decision. And I actually have my other son that actually left the USHL, and they're both going to be playing at Michigan State. So, like you said, I can't wait to go and see these guys play together. They haven't played together since they were 7 and 8. Kenny Holland's been gracious enough, at least for the first year. My time commitment allows me to participate in all my children's stuff. And then whenever I'm not doing anything with the kids or going to their events, then, I'll be at the Joe, I'll be on the road, I'll be in Grand Rapids. So I couldn't ask for a better situation. And like I said, it'll make it even that much easier watching my boys play, working with them. And I've got a daughter who's a senior who always, the girls always seem to get cheated in this because dad's always away with the son. Mm. So I'll be close to her. She's a really good lacrosse player and got one foot in the door over at Northwestern. I'm hoping to God she can, pull that off and get into that school in Chicago, and I'll be able to watch her play lacrosse for the next 4 years.
Before you go, it's been fascinating. You've, like I said, it's iconic status. You'll be in the Hockey Hall of Fame someday. The one thing that's fascinating to a lot of us is you know an awful lot of celebrities. They all seem to gravitate towards you as an athlete. What is it? Because every time we see you, it's with somebody new. Here's Tony Danza. Here's John McEnroe. How do you make these? How do these relationships transpire?
Well, I guess longevity, the fact that I went out in California, to train for, the past 20 years. I've met them along the line, a lot of charity events. But it's the same old story, athletes want to be rock stars and the rock stars want to be athletes. And, you got a lot of common interests. It's, the life, it's never boring, that's for sure. And, thank God. Detroit's not the same city as Chicago is when it comes to, theater and plays and stuff like that. But when you got Kid Rock in the mix and, there's always something going on with him. So that made it a little more enjoyable. And he's become a big fan of the Wings. And, like I said, it's great, for 2 months in the summer, it's exciting. But then you get back to reality and, it's amazing though that the amount of movies that they're shooting in Michigan now because of that tax break.
Yeah,
I believe there's like 9 or 10 movies going on right now, and that's more than any, state in the U.S. right now.
Someone emailed in, I got to ask, do you know Clint Eastwood? Have you ever come across Clint Eastwood?
You know what? I had a chance to meet him when he was shooting Gran Torino, and I absolutely choked. He was in the hotel bar. He's one of the guys. I always said I'd love to have a beer with Paul Newman, Clint Eastwood, another guy, Al Pacino, which I haven't, managed to do yet, but... Yeah, my only regret is not walking up to him and at least introducing myself because John Cusack, who's a good friend of mine, did a movie with him and played a movie that he directed. But I choked under pressure. I just didn't have the heart to go up there. And he seems like I've watched his interviews and how he's conducted himself over all these years. And I think he's a great guy.
All right, acting on a different level before you go, David Hasselhoff. You know him.
Yeah. I don't know him. I mean, I've been on the set there back in the 20 years ago when they were shooting that, Pam Anderson, whatever. Drawing a blank there, that show. But anyway, I used to go watch them on the beach. We'd rollerblade down there and just kind of hang out. But, never spoke to them. Just kind of watched and was an extra a couple times just to make my $75 and lay on the beach all day. But, well, what's your take on him? I know he's had some problems over the years, but he's a singer. He's an actor.
Yeah, I
don't know him.
let me give you great thanks for doing this today, and it was astonishing watching your career. I know you'll have great fun in the Red Wings front office doing what you're doing, and we'll look forward to talking to you throughout the hockey season. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you. And as I said in my speech, like I said, I just want to thank all the fans, especially across Canada. Obviously, I learned the game in Canada playing in Moose Jaw, Montreal. And I know there were some lovers, some haters, but at the end of the day, it was all, a game and good fun. And like I said, I really enjoyed playing in front of the Canadian cities. And I'm looking forward to at least traveling and visiting some of them and watching the Wings play. And like I said, I hope they've respected me. And at least that's all I can ask now that my career's over. And let's let bygones be bygones and we'll go from there.